This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. John Elway is resigning as general manager of the Denver Broncos after 10 years. The former star quarterback will stay on as president of football operations. During Elway's tenure, the Broncos won a Super Bowl in 2016, but haven't been back to the postseason since. Another Colorado lawmaker plans to object to the Electoral College count in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Representative Doug Lamborn will object to the count sent by six swing states. He says his constituents deserve to know that the 2020 election was free of fraud. He cited what he called irregularities in some states.
Whether it rises to the level of widespread fraud, I'd like to get to the bottom of that, and I don't have an answer for that. But I know that there were definitely irregularities.
There's been no evidence of widespread fraud, and all 50 states have certified their election results. GOP Representative Ken Buck has criticized the move, saying the Constitution clearly states Congress should count the votes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has announced plans to speed up closing a coal-fired power plant in northwestern Colorado. The Hayden Generating Station has two separate units that will shut down in 2027 and 2028, years ahead of schedule. The plant has 75 workers, but no layoffs are expected. Closing early will help Xcel reduce its carbon emissions. Partly cloudy along the Front Range, down to 30 overnight, and it'll be down to 20 for Vail. This is CPR.